Littles say that they hate podcast delays, but we can't help listening to last week's news. If you're a Bald Man fan and you like music too, TKJingles.com, this is the site for you. Jerry does a show, a new one every week. If you didn't know, please go and take a peek. Here comes Mr. Tony's mailbag. He has emails, faxes, and notes for all you folks. I said he's got emails, faxes, and notes for all you folks.
All right, that was Joe Arrow with Can't Help Fallin', which aired on Tony's show a week or two ago. And I really like that song for this podcast because I think half the lyrics are actually about TKJingles.com or even this podcast, which... you know, they played that on Tony's show, and I think all those references went right over their head, but they loved the performance, and they loved some of the jokes around it, so I think they just kind of let it slide. The same thing happened. I think this week they played one that referenced Same Day Tony, which I'm shocked they would actually put on air, given that it undermines their whole podcast, but they did. So anyway, this is the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This is a show that plays songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and TKJingles.com. Just some silly parody music, and I'm going to give a little behind-the-scenes look at some of the songs and the process here, and we got a great show lined up today. But first, before we get into some of the music from the past week, wanted to give a quick update. The iPhone app was finally, after 3.5 or 4 weeks, was finally approved for version 1.1. So if you have an iPhone and you haven't downloaded it yet, go check it out. It now allows you to log in, save favorites, which is a really great feature. When you find a jingle you like, you can then just immediately at your fingertips have all those favorites right there within the mobile app as one of the very first selections. So it's a great way to listen to songs from TKJingles.com. Of course, you should still go to the website. There you can leave comments and see all kinds of other things. I added some cool new features right now this week under the My Stuff menu. I have some tag clouds, which basically are hyperlinks to search results. So one of them is a cloud of every lyric that's ever been written for the 650 or so songs on TKJingles.com. It shows the most popular lyrics. It's all in the shape of Tony's face. It's pretty funny. And if you click on one, it will show you all the songs that have that lyric. And then the other one is a artist cloud. So based on popularity, certain artists pop out and certain artists are really small. So the Beatles, I think, are the very biggest one. The Billy Joel's number two. And then something like Ryan Adams or Oasis is real small, where there's just been one or two of those songs. So anyway, let's get to the new music for the week. This first one is one that I actually did a couple of months ago. It finally aired on Tony's show this week, and I was really thrilled. It was a Billy Joel song called Beg for Ice Cream. And I, you know, luckily Tony's shilling is universal. It goes from week to week. He does it from day to day. So you can write a joke about something silly that he does, and it will be relevant 2 years down the road. So like I said, I did this one 2 months ago, and then lo and behold, Tony started chilling for more free ice cream, so it was a great time to play it. Then we have Rock Till 8 O'Clock by Ben V, which I think is just a hilarious new jingle. Then last week I was ripping on Tony for telling a horrible golfing story, and then 2 days later he goes and tells a story about playing bocce ball in his backyard. So as mundane and, you know, like watching paint dry, as bad as that was hearing the golf story, it got even worse when he's talking about playing bocce ball in his backyard and hitting a ball in the bushes. And, you know, it just went nowhere. So I have a little song paying homage to that. Then we have a Weezer parody by Patrick Moffitt, which is great. And then a tribute to Barry Zwarluga that I did a couple days ago, followed by a Build Me Up Buttercup parody by Joe Arrow, and then we'll finish it, this opening set, with Adam Silver's Hammer, which is a collaboration by John Fitzpatrick and Bill B.
You think he's joking, but darling, it's true. Tony wants all kinds of freebies from you. Cranberry almonds, free copper scrap. Tony's mailbag is full of so much crap. What kind of pittance does PTI pay? I guess that's why Reali went to GMA. Or maybe TK's just cheap. Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream. The littles make less in a year than you make in a week. You want mint chip or pecan? You're the king and the littles are pawns. Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. That's it. That's the list. I'm gonna rock till 8 o'clock tonight. You know I don't go out a ton, so I need valet when the clock strikes one. They're gonna park me round the block tonight. Metro has too many littles, alright. I'm gonna rock till 8 o'clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, I'm gonna drink Johnny Walker Blue Galore, and I'll take your tips on stocks tonight. I'm too famous to get in a fight. I'm gonna rock till 8 o'clock tonight. When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, that's when it's time for me to be heading out the door with all your schlock tonight. Gotta be home to catch the gnats tonight. I'm gonna rock till 8 o'clock tonight.
I heard that this show stinks, but I had to find out why. Tony's awfully good on TV. Millions watch PTI. So I tuned in one day. He talked about bocce ball with his son. Everyone loves a good story, but sweet Jesus, that wasn't one. What has Tony done? My little friend. Old guy radio never seems to end. And he goes on and on. He's never short on words. They told me his show was bad, but somehow it's even.
I like these things, I'm not sure why. There's better ways to spend your time. I waste my days,
waste my days
on TK,
on TK.
Is this a show about news and bocce balls? There ain't no way TK is gonna take your calls. Never do the things I want. I lost my wife.
She took
the dog. I waste my days.
Waste my days
on TK.
On TK.
There must be something else that I can do in life.
Tell me, where are we now?
How
about the Nationals?
Are they good this year?
Or the Redskins?
Or will they change the name?
How about the Mystics?
Don't worry, I'm just kidding. I'm not even sure if they still play. Barry's Raluga.
Barry's Raluga.
Barry, we love when you're on the show. Talk about Jason Isbell. We love Jason Isbell.
Why do you skip my mail every day, Mr. Tony? You just leave me out. And I can't figure out mailbag protocol. Well, I tell you who's tall and what my neighbors do, but I still can't get through. Is it you? Or that Englishman Tony who thinks that my stuff ain't that small? So hook me up, Mr. Orange Man, don't break my heart. I guess you'll think it's a ploy, but I really enjoy your mailbag. I listen every day, but one day real soon, I hope sometime in June, you'll pick mine. You blow my mind away. Tony, Tony, to write a fine, a little time to read one of my emails. And Nigel, please, I'm begging on my knees waiting for you.
Joaquin Noah tells all the refs to go to hell, so he gets kicked out. Flipping birds to all of the referees. The commissioner, discipline practitioner, fines him just 15. Wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. As Joaquin is leaving the court, a noise comes from behind. Bang, bang, Adam Silver's hammer comes down on his behind. Bang, bang, Adam Silver's hammer made sure that he was fine. Donald Sterling with his girlfriend quarreling about pictures on her phone. She records it for the TMZ. V and Shelley screaming from the telly say Don must go free. The commish does not agree and he tells them so. As Donald's getting ready to sue, 2 billion hits the floor. Bang, bang, Adam Silver's hammer came down upon his head. Bang, bang, Adam Silver's hammer made sure that suit was dead.
Oh, oh, oh.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
That song is such a great example of how the ideas page at tkjingles.com can bring folks together and create some really great moments. But I do think even Wilbon will be surprised to know that Joakim Noah's name is pronounced Joaquin. So I want to re-record that one part, but I think we knew what you meant. So this next segment, I want to focus on songs that I thought really should have aired. The type of songs that when I first heard them, I thought, oh my God, that's going to be on the radio. And of course, some of these are songs that I recorded, but there's a lot of mail and jingles that are sent in to Nigel. And as I was prepping for Nigel's Rubbish Bin this summer, it just became how evident how many great, great jingles there are in Nigel's backlog that never see the light of day. So these are all songs that were on tikijingles.com that when I first heard them or when I first posted them, I thought, well, you know, that certainly will air. So the first one is a collaboration by Steve Maloney and Brad to the Rainbow Connection. It's all about Michael Wilbon. Then is Blurred Lines by me. You know, one of my favorite things to do, I kind of despise pop music. I'm sure I've talked about this before, but I love to parody it and to try to sound like it because it tends to be pretty easy to do, all the stuff that's on pop radio. But it's so satisfying when you can sound, you know, kind of cheesy and silly like folks that you hear out there. So I love to do the Timberlake stuff and then this Robin Thicke song. Then we have a collaboration by Jeff H. in Japan and my wife Michelle, set to Alone by Heart. And then finally an awesome Foo Fighters cover by my brother Jeff. Enjoy.
Why are there so many songs about Wilbon? You'd think Bobby Ryan had died. Wilbon makes statements that defy proportion, and Wilbon is never surprised. What's unamazing to Wilbon spectating seems improbable to me. Someday we'll find it, the Wilbon connection, Chicago, Arizona, D.C. Are you a chucklehead, or don't you hear voices from people who know these things? They say they always knew, and Wilbon believe them, though he said different on TV. I've heard it too many times to believe it. Now nothing he says surprises me. Someday we'll find it, the Wilbon connection, Chicago, Arizona, D.C.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'd like a sandwich.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
I'm hungry.
Right. Tony's got mail and he's got notes. Pretty soon he'll read them for you folks.
Maybe he's going hey, deaf. Hey. Maybe he's going hey, blind. Hey. After all, he hey. Is a really, really old guy.
Mailbag.
I know you want it.
Hey.
The Beatles want it.
Hey. I know you want it.
Yeah.
He's old and nasty,
hey, right.
And super cranky.
Hey, hey.
Mailbag!
All right, let's hear some mail, guys.
I hear a quicking on my phone. Can I use this thing to watch the red zone? Wilbon said, go with the Samsung. But what the hell does he know? It's compatible with my CTS. Oh, but using it causes so much stress. iPhone. Till now, I never needed.
Emails, faxes, notes every day. Tonight I'll listen to the podcast, but it's so pointless. And I wonder why Jerry loves this show. I'd really love to know. Here comes Kornheiser's mailbag. Hope he plays the song on the show. The only thing I'll ever ever ask of you is that you tune into TKJingles.com.
And four fantastic jingles that have never been on Tony's show, and I'm glad that we can share them together here on the TK Jingles podcast. So in this next segment, I tend to do bonus songs, behind-the-scenes stuff, and I thought it would be kind of cool to give you a glimpse into a little bit of my 31 and 31 project that I've got going on. So starting July 10th now, I found out that Tony's last day is actually going to be July 9th, so I'm going to postpone this a few days. Originally, it was going to be on that Monday. Now it's going to be on Thursday the 10th. I think Tony's leaving on Wednesday. I'm going to do 31 jingles in 31 days. So I've written and recorded 12 of them. I've got another five or so written I need to record. So making good progress, slogging through that. It's been pretty exhausting, but I thought I would just share one here just so you kind of get a sense of how that's going and what that's going to sound like. One of the other great summer projects is a special podcast. There's going to be 9 episodes. It's called Nigel's Rubbish Bin. It's behind the scenes extract from his 500 or so jingles that he has in his private backlog. So I've picked out 40 or 50 of the best or most interesting or most bizarre from that group, and we're going to get to hear those in a special run of Nigel's Rubbish Bin podcast. And then I'm ending it with just some really random jingle that I did, which is a real jingle, a jingle from the 1990s that when I was young, I was a teenager in the 90s, when this song came on the radio, I would always turn it up because I thought it was such a great song, and it's a freaking restaurant jingle. But anyway, I just put it to some music, and we're going to get to hear me do that and sound like an idiot singing about, you know, buying steaks. So enjoy.
Oh, Mr. Tony, what are we supposed to do? From July through September, oh, Mr. Tony, the littles are gonna miss you. I hope that they remember to tune in for all those listener phone calls when you come back for another year of hockey talk. Your summer break is killing me, Tony. We're all a mess when you're on leave, you're on leave. Drop us a hint on this week's PTI. Give us a sign. You'll sign a contract one more time.
You dopey sales weasels who make littles wait all night long for the podcast. What a stupid thing to do. It hurts me so just to wait that long until my face turns blue. Screw those damn sales weasel punks. Ought to be stabbed with cocktail forks. While we're at it, don't forget Reju.
Come along, mates, take a tip from me. Down to the land that's wild and free. There's a place in the land down under, far away from the city. The Wild West in the land down under, out back in the heart of Australia. Out back, have a big knife. Walk around, take a great big bite. Kangaroo can survive in the desert. How about you out back? Out back steakhouse, out back steakhouse from the land down under. In the heart of the land down under, cold beer and a juicy steak. Where the boomerang go, it come back. You will too. Out back steakhouse, out back steakhouse from the land down under.
So for some reason, even though that was 20 years ago that was on radio, I memorized the lyrics and wrote them down and have kept them in my little tab book forever and figured out some guitar chords to put that to. And if you ever hear me play live, that will certainly be one of the songs that I always include, because I just find it so ridiculous, and yet it's kind of a good song. Now it's time for the mailbag, and I have a very special guest that's going to do the introduction song. This little girl is 2.5 years old and is now obsessed with her guitar, and if you ask her to play you a song, she will make up new songs, and one of her favorite songs to play is what she refers to as the Mr. Tony song, which she made up apparently from being indoctrinated by me from the last year and a half with these ridiculous jingles. So here is Eva with the Mr. Tony song, introducing my mailbag. Oh, Evie, you forgot to mention tweets and iTunes reviews, but I guess that was good enough for a two-year-old. All right, so we got a couple emails here. We got some iTunes reviews. We got some tweets. And then my favorite, my monthly segment here, I'm just going to read a few of the search terms that led people to tkjingles.com. So we'll start with that. So the very first one is TK Jungles, which seems like a pretty obvious typo, but seemed like a pretty silly thing to me. Then we have Nigel Richie, hello. And I guess they're looking for Lionel Richie and hello, but didn't know how to spell either. So they ended up on that. And I guess because Nigel is a big part of TK Jingles, they ended up on my site. Then we have ideas for jingles for runaways. I don't know what that means. That's kind of depressing. I guess you need a radio jingle to advertise that terrible plight. But anyway. I don't know. I guess there was a runaway jingle on tkjingles.com. Then we have Slim Old Men. Plenty of that around. And then finally, five different variations of specimens, second floor, Harry. As we all know, Harry has to carry the urine specimens to the second floor. All right, so we got some email here. As a fellow little, I want you to know that you bring great joy and fill the void when TK is off, which, by the way, I'll just interject, is going to be quite a bit in the next few days. Or wait till the podcast. I woke up this morning at 4 and got caught up with 5 episodes and had a great time. Little hand clap symbol. Thanks, Jerry. Thumbs up emoji. Bobby G from the OC. Thanks, Bobby. All right, then we got an iOS review for the iTunes app from Samaritan444. He says, genius, welcome to the era of unbridled talent. Cannot wait for my TK Jingles t-shirt. And just for those of you paying attention, those should be going out right around the end of June. They are being produced right now, so just a matter of time until they come to me, and then I go through the painstaking process of addressing 115 envelopes and sending them out. So that's gonna be a fun day. Then we have a review from the Android app from Mark Masada. He says, Negrelli, Arrow, etc. all are absolutely brilliant. So take a bow, everybody. Mark is pleased with the work you're doing and hopefully enjoying this podcast as we speak. Then we got a couple of tweets. This first one is from David Clary. He says, check out your Windows Phone download count. And just for everybody who's paying attention, we've now broken double digits. 10 different people, one of them being me, but 10 different people have now downloaded the TK Jingles Windows Phone mobile app. And I'm paying attention. Maybe 2 of them have actually played songs on there. So other people have downloaded it. I don't know what you're doing because it's not registering any hits. So maybe you could actually use that sometime. Then we have a note here from Theo Harvey. He says, do you use a Mac or a PC, and what mixing program do you use? So for people that are curious, I get that question a lot. Go to tkjingles.com, go to the ideas page. There's actually a link to a YouTube video that shows you how to do this stuff. I use GarageBand on a Mac, but I started out using Cakewalk on a PC. And you also could use Audacity, which is a totally free program. And I walk you through it on the YouTube, how to actually record your own jingles. And it's pretty easy. Even if you don't have musical instruments, you can download performance tracks and interject those as an alternative. All right, then we have a tweet here from John Jay. He says, it's nice to get some different voices. Everyone is so talented and gets the show. And I really agree with that. On this podcast, you hear a lot of me. On Tony's show, you hear some of me and some of Joe and KJ and Brad and John. But when there's different people like Ben, who just joined the chorus here in the past few weeks. I really get excited about that. More people getting involved, different voices getting involved. That's really fun and cool for me. Then we have a tweet from Matt Ryan. He says, the David Aldrich tune had me in tears yesterday. Fantastic work. Hashtag no Tony. And that song right there is an example of one that the best jokes were cut off. Fitzpatrick loves to write these like 5-minute mailbag jingles, so all the best songs get put at the end. They played it on Tony's show and it was funny and it was good, but the very best jokes, like sitting in the chair that's has a high back, I mean, all that stuff was buried under the fold. So I've played that song on this podcast a million times, so if you're listening now, you've probably heard it, but it's always better to go to the mobile app or go to tkjingles.com to actually hear the full thing after you hear it on Tony's show, just to catch all the best jokes and all the things that may not have had enough space to fit on the small mailbag segment on the radio. Then here's a comment from Hanson Williams. He says, I just listened to the June 3rd podcast from Tony's show where Tony made reference to the Worker Man. And he says, I suggest you use Worker Man and Southern Man by Neil Young or Sinner Man by N. Simone. And I've really been racking my brain about Worker Man. Something will come to me in the next few weeks. Something, I don't want it to be something that obvious like Southern Man or Sinner Man or Preacher Man or something. There's probably something else that fits that meter and that accent and that structure, but I haven't figured it out yet. So got to stew on that a little bit, and we'll see if we can get that in there before Tony leaves for the summer. Then a comment, tweet from Rob Springall. He says, thanks, Jerry. This is a nice companion on the commute, referring to the podcast. Right, left, left. Right, right at light. Left at light. Left into parking lot. And we're going to leave it at that, folks. Thank you so much for tuning into the TK Jingles podcast. I really have a lot of fun doing this. I hope you enjoy listening to it. Tell your friends. We want to keep this going. And it's really important, you know, for me to hear from you and know that somebody's actually listening to this. I think that the downloads vary from week to week, from 300 to 500 per episode. I never know what that really means if people are listening. I mean, people subscribe and then never even bother downloading it. Just like that Windows Phone app. I mean, you know, 20% of the people that actually downloaded it are listening to songs. So, you know, it really is important to me to know that you're listening. So send me a tweet, send me an email, podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know what you think. Send me your ideas for songs. Send me your thoughts on Tony, on life, whatever you want to talk about. Send me what you had for lunch. I'll read it on this show. And I will be back here next week. Hope you have a good one. Thank you.
Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream.
Because it's good.
Show's great. It starts every Labor Day. He fears bridges, cruises, and aeroplanes. The podcast is...